Hi everyone, this is Dr. Jane Davidson from Genuine Evaluation. I am bringing you the third podcast in the series where I interviewed Dr. Stephanie Evergreen when she was out here keynoting for the ANZIA conference 2014 in Wellington, New Zealand. Stephanie and I are talking about how we help our clients turn their reporting around from something that's not so great to something really awesome. How we help people totally transform their evaluation reporting. Enjoy the podcast.
Working on this project recently that I think could have used your help, actually. So they had been traditionally producing these long, terrible reports, and they knew better. Mm-hmm. They had come to one of my workshops at the AEA CDC Summer Institute and then read my book and realized, okay, we've got to get away from this. We've got to get useful. So they had the momentum. Mm-hmm. And so they contracted with me to actually make it happen. And so I actually made a report skeleton for them. Like, here's where we're going to pop in a graphic, and we're going to pop in a graphic here. And here's how little narrative space you'll actually have to convey your point. Mm-hmm. And so, and they loved it. And then I worked up all the graphics for them. But they were still asking me continuously to reread the narrative. Uh-huh. And I can do some hard editing. I can say, yeah, you know, how about we take out this citation, mm-hmm. or we reword this thing so it doesn't sound so academic, since mm-hmm. that's not your audience anymore. But I think they probably could have used a much harder review of their narrative, and that's where you come in. Mm-hmm. Like, how to really get to the point.
Yeah. Quickly. Well, quite often it's like around... If you frame it around the questions, like, what is it you're actually trying to find out? Mm-hmm. Not just how much did this variable change, mm-hmm. or whatever, but, like, just bringing it right back about, like, you know, is the design any good? Mm-hmm. Do we implement it well? And that doesn't mean just according to specifications, but, like, how well? And, you know, let's have a look at the outcomes. Were they any good? Mm-hmm. Which ones were most important? Should we care? You know, all of these things. And, just trying to get it to that big picture and say, like, what at the big picture level are your key decision makers needing to know in order to drive the decisions that they need to drive? And then, you know, what's the answer? Let's just get to the point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the details can be pushed back into those appendices, but I think, like, the key is that really soundbiting it up front. But if you've got clarity about the question, you can start getting clarity about the answer. But you've got to be direct. You've got to be explicitly evaluative, which means you don't just say what the results were, but you say how good they were. And that's what makes the difference between something that's actionable and something that's not.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you say those things in your book, mm-hmm. and you say those things in your workshop, mm-hmm. and it completely makes sense. And then, you know, we go try to apply it, and it's not quite so easy. Like, in this particular circumstance, these folks had a really weird, like, statistical anomaly that they were trying to, that was actually important to interpreting their main outcome.
Okay.
But it was like, how do we explain this without sounding like a data nerd? Like, how do we explain this in a way that, like, real people are going to understand?
Right.
And I can help with a lot of that because, you know, I go to the bar and try to talk about stats, and I get practice there. Like, how real people will understand this. it could have used a little bit more of your help. Like, you know, it's easy enough to think about how we put our outcomes first and have our headings be the question and then a subheading be the answer. But when you really get into the application of it, it's harder.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is like one of the things actually is, and probably like the same applies to the work that you do as the work that I do, is like somehow as you get better at explaining it, it looks quite simple and so people get it. But it almost it looks more simple than what it is when they go to apply it. Mm. So it's like they can understand enough to like get what's going on, to follow an example, and we might do one in a workshop or something like that. And then off they go back to work, and they're like, "Holy cow!
Yeah.
You know, yikes! This is like now we're faced with a few. You know, we haven't got just the simplified example that we tried to grapple with in the workshop, mm-hmm. because we only had like, you know, 45 minutes or something for a little exercise, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but now we're into like the big league,
yeah.
and we need to try and apply this, and there's like multiple different things going on, mm-hmm. there might be this politics and psychology that goes on inside every mm-hmm. organization, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot more complicated than what mm-hmm. the example that they were using in a workshop,
yeah.
and so One of the things that I talk to clients about is, you know, it's all very well to invest in a workshop, and I have people coming to, you know, public workshops that I run at conferences and stuff like that, but I also do quite a lot of workshops in-house where mm-hmm. I might take a team through. That's great because you have a critical mass of people going through the same thing.
Yeah.
But still, the places that I find really get traction on that is where we might do a 1 day or a 2 day or a 3 day workshop, and then we'll follow that up with saying, I'll come back for a day and you can book me for like an hour and a half to 2 hours with each of your little project teams, mm-hmm. and we'll work through specifically the project that they're working on, and it really gets them flying.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, they've had a couple of weeks to think about this stuff, try mm-hmm. and apply it, let it run, but now they get the hands-on help to apply it to their much more difficult case.
Mm.
God, it makes a difference. It's amazing.
Yeah, it sure does. And I see people do that, you know, they take this cool graph type I suggested, and they try to apply it to their data. And oftentimes, actually, see people overthinking it.
Yeah.
Like, how can I visualize this kind of survey question? I'm like, how about a simple bar chart? And it's like, oh yes, of course, a simple bar chart makes so much sense.
Right.
But when you actually like sitting there in your computer chair trying to think of the right answer, it can seem very daunting and overwhelming. So I've been doing something similar to what you're doing with, like, the in-house workshops,
mm-hmm.
which is so cool. It's really cool to see an organization that is ready for change.
Yeah.
Where everybody is geared up and ready
mm-hmm.
to go
mm-hmm.
and thirsty for it because, man, they grow fast.
Yeah, totally.
It's really cool to see. I was telling you, I think, about Rakesh Mohan
mm-hmm.
in Idaho and how he came to one of my workshops a year and a half ago or so. And then brought me in to talk to his in-house team, and they made a bunch of changes to their reports and their slides. I mean, they're reporting to legislatures, so talk about, like, having to make actionable decisions based on
right.
your evaluation data. It's real serious for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about better delivery, better slides, better presentation, better graphs. And they made leaps in terms of their changes. It was great. And then they said, now we're ready for more. Give us more.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to go back in and see a team that's so excited,
mm-hmm.
like, yes, we've learned a lot, and yes, we're ready for you to pick it apart and tell us what we need to do better.
Right.
It was so cool. And so on Monday, mm-hmm. they're coming out with two new reports to the legislature that have been made since I was working with them. And
cool.
I can't wait to open them up.
They're going to be public?
Yeah, they're all public. Awesome. Yeah, I know. Awesome. I can't wait to see it.
That's going to be a blast.
It's really cool. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, one of the things that I suffer from, you know, I try and do the, you know, good biz and everything, but sometimes I find myself trying to convey too much in one
mm-hmm.
piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, like, okay, what are the bits that I can actually convey in a visual,
mm.
and what are the bits that might need to either be conveyed in another separate visual
mm-hmm.
or just in words.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real challenge. I mean, and there's no substitute for having, like, the know-how of somebody who knows that space, just looking at something you're doing.
Yeah, to just sit down and, like, help you with it.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, which is what's happening next week when I go over to Australia,
mm-hmm.
where we're doing some public workshops and then office hours so people can come bring in their work and get some real hands-on.
That's a cool idea.
Design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, there's only so much you can do in a workshop helping people with individual stuff, but, like, to be able to get that dedicated time really focusing on what they're trying to grapple with.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's look now at this one infographic and tell us how to remake it. It's
yeah.
just so valuable.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool because we've got this, like, cool idea. We've got the Jane and Stephanie dream team.
Yes, we do.
Overhaul your evaluation reporting.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much fun, partly because we just love working together.
Yeah.
We're kind of on the same page with a lot of this stuff. But it seemed like there's so much synergy between what we do that could really benefit people. So we think, like, we have this coaching package where you can go get 6 months coaching. Like, in a 6 month period, you can have 26 half-hour calls,
mm-hmm.
which you can bunch up however you like, and you can split them between Jane and Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
You can have them in half-hour blocks, one-hour blocks, one-and-a-half-hour, like, whatever it takes.
You need.
You can have, like, intensive when you're trying to really get something out,
mm-hmm.
and, like, you know, much less in the times that you're in between, like, yeah, and we can kind of back and forth it, but it's
yeah.
like just having that expertise devoted to your particular project
mm-hmm.
and having that set of eyes on, like, how to make it good. with something real in life.
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be such a beautiful coaching package because the writing and the vising are so complementary and they're iterative.
Yeah.
So I think being able to tap into both of us and our expertise as people go through that process, I think actually investing in that coaching package once for like a full 26 sessions is probably going to teach people so much that they're able to go do it independently.
Incredible. Yeah. Whether they've done a workshop or read a book or, you know, whatever it was that kicked them off. Maybe they just listened to the podcast.
Right.
Sure. I don't know. But I mean, you know, people get, you know, have a look, get a taste for something. They see a cool idea. They'd like to go and apply it, but they realize they got, you know, quite a big project ahead of them and they want to nail it.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, sometimes the thing I need to do for an organization to really shine is to help show the data and the research that supports this move to the people who are still questioning it a little bit.
Right.
So it's completely possible that the coaching, you know, a session or two of the coaching could actually just be talking through why this needs to happen, the justification for it.
I mean, I have a lot of the same, I guess a lot of time that I spend not just in workshops but also in coaching is not just about showing people how to do something but also like giving them the language to be able to explain to others in their organizations about why we need to do it this way. So, you know, for example, when we use something like evaluation rubrics for mixed method interpretation of evidence, so you're interpreting evidence as a set, qualitative and quantitative evidence together, using an evaluative frame, and to how do they explain to other people in their organization why we're doing it that way rather than what most managers will say is all you need, which is just pick a couple of indicators and measure them, all right?
Right.
I mean, how hard could evaluation be? You just pick a couple of things and measure them.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, why would, like, thousands of people need to go to a conference and try and figure out how to do
why
this?
Why does it take 6 months to get the answer? Jeez.
Yeah. Why is evaluation even a thing? I mean, people don't even get this. So, a lot of it is about saying, like, why don't we just pick indicators?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, isn't this throwing out the indicators? I'm like, no. Like, the thing is, even if you have a bunch of indicators, you've still got to be able to interpret them evaluatively.
Mm-hmm.
So this indicator came in at this level and that one came in at that level and then there were a few, like, some other things that we saw and, well, how good is that?
Yeah.
Is that any good?
Yeah, and imagine being able to think through that kind of thing with an expert.
Totally.
Yeah.
What's really good, what I'm really looking forward to too is like those bits where the problem that's being grappled with is the intersection between what we both do so we can like both get on the line and like try and nut it out.
Won't that be fun?
That will be a blast. Yeah. I'm totally looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's great. Good.
Wow, another great fun conversation with Stephanie Evergreen. That was awesome. If you want more information about how to get help to totally transform your reporting to make it awesome, please check out evaluationcoaching.com, evaluationcoaching.com. Don't forget to check out the other podcasts in this series, which were interviews with Stephanie about the ANSIA conference in New Zealand in 2014, the podcast before this one, which was on awesome reporting, and the next one we've got coming up talks about the workshops and sessions that Stephanie and I have running at the American Evaluation Association Conference in Denver, Colorado, and I am also running a couple of workshops, one of them with Michael Scriven, at the European Evaluation Society Conference in Dublin. So check those out.